Okay, we're on Yud Dalad Amud Aleph in the second parak. Okay, Haya. So Haya is the Baal. Mevi es mincha so. He would bring her mincha. Besoich kefifa mitzvahs. Inside a basket of, Rashi translate according to his shita, meat like mitzoris from sorry deco. So basically some kind of like a lulav basket. But, right, and there's a mincha inside it, which we're going to speak about what the mincha is. V'noisna al yodeha, and he places this basket of flour on her hands, kedei liyaga, in order to tire her out. Now, we're going to contrast general menachos, like general grain offerings, and the grain offering of a sota. Kol menachos, meaning normal menachos, techiloson, from the outset, v'soifan, and in the end, bechli shores. They're in a kli shores, meaning a holy receptacle. V'zu, but mincha sota, techiloso bekefifa mitzvahs. The beginning, the outset, we put it in this basket. We'll just call it a wicker basket, loose translation. Yeah, v'soifa bechli shores, and then in the end, you put it in a kli shores. Now, another general rule of menachos, kol menachos, all other menachos, tu'unois, they require shemen and levoina. They need to have oil mixed with the flour, and also levoina, frankincense, placed on the top of it. Yeah, v'zu eina tu'una, this minchasota does not need, require, loy shemen, v'loy levoina. You don't have to put shemen or levoina in. Kol menachos, all menachos, general rule, boys minachitin, they come from flour. I mean, from wheat. Thank you, wheat and zoo bar minasoirim, and this comes from barley. Now there is another korban that comes from barley. Mincha soima, right? Afal pi shabar minasoirim. Even though it comes also from barley, but there is a difference. He haisa. I mean, it's like other minachos. He haisa bar geres. It was finely ground. Yeah, and in contrast to mincha sota, zu bar kemach. In fact, geres over here generally means finely ground, but Rashi explains that it was sieved 13 times. So it means it's refined, highly refined. Zu bar kemach, and this was not refined, the mincha sota, meaning they didn't sieve it. Rabban Gamliel Omer, kashem shema aseho, just like the deeds of this sota woman, where Maisa Behema was like the act was, she was animalistic. Yet Kach Korbano, so too is her Korban, Michael Behema, it's animal fodder. Gemara, Tanya, we got a Braisa. Abba Chonin Omer, he says, Mishum Rabbi Elezer, in the name of Rabbi Elezer, Kedei Liyago, when we said in the Mishnah that we put this basket of grain on our hands in order to wear out, why do we do that? Kedei Shetachso Ba. In order that she should return, meaning she should do tshuva, meaning she should admit, she should tell the truth. Because you get a person tired out, they may just let out the truth. So he comments on this. Im kacho, if thusly chosa, that there was pity, that Hashem spares Torah, right? The Torah al ovri ratzoinoi, people who do aveiras, meaning in the event that she did an aveira, the Torah tries to tell her to admit, so therefore she shouldn't pop. Yeah, so kalvachoyma olam also on al oisir at Sinai, on the ones that do his will. Okay, end of Brisa. Now the Gemara asks a question, right? So we're saying the reason that we try and wear her out is that she should admit that she shouldn't die. I mean, my mishum dechasvahu. Why are we assuming it's because we care about her? Yeah? Dilma, perhaps, ki heichi delo timochek Megillah. Perhaps the reason we want her to admit is that we shouldn't erase the Megillah, Shem's name, which is a very important thing, and we don't want that to happen. So answer the Gemara, Kasava, this Tana holds, with regards to the process, the procedure, mashka v'achakach machriv. First you give it a drink, and then you makriv, you bring the mincha offering, your es mincha so, right? The e mishul megillah, because if it, with regards to the megillah, ha imchaka la, it's already been erased. So since it's already been erased, obviously, if you're trying to get her to admit, it's not for the sake of Hashem's name, because Hashem's name has already been erased. So why are you trying to get her to admit? It must be because they want to save her. Now.
Is that a question in an oven? You're erasing the question of
that was an answer. This was the answer.
There was a question of Rabin in the
yes, it was a question of him. Yeah. Why are we assuming that the reason is because of. Yeah? Yeah, because of course of the Torah that we care about her, maybe it's because we care about Hashem's name. And then we said, no, I'll tell you why we know it's about her, because Hashem's name has already been erased. Okay. Now, kol menachos, all menachos v'chulei. So now, in our Mishnah, we said that basically, in the beginning, we brought her, we contrasted, her mincha is in a basket, right? And all the minchas go, or the tachila, the beginning from the outset is in a kli shareis. So now we're going to try and disprove that. Yeah, v'riminu. So we got a brisa that speaks about a lengthy brisa which speaks about the procedure of a normal mincha. Seida menachos ketzad. How is the order of the procedure of the mincha? So now, adam mevi mincha. A person brings some a flower offering, mitzvah beisa, from his house, b'chalsa shul kesef, right, in vessels of silver, v'shel zahav, right, v'noisn, and then when he gets to the beis hamikdash, he puts it l'toch kli shoreis, in a kli shoreis, right. So we see over there that already that's the contradiction to our Mishnah, right? That our Mishnah basically sounds like the general rule is that you, the beginning and the end is in a kli shoreis. So we assume that a person brings it from his home in a kli shoreis. So over here it sounds like it only gets put in a kli shoreis when you take it to the beis hamikdash. Okay, so we're going to answer that, but we're going to carry on with the brisa. Umakadsha b'kli shoreis, and you sanctify it in a kli shoreis. Okay, v'noisin aleha shemna, then you place on it shemna. Note, the kohen has not appeared yet. We're still talking about the person who brings the korban over here. So this is even a zar. Yeah, ulavunta, and you put levoina on it. Yeah, or malicha, and then you take it etzel kohen. So this is where we're transferring to the kohen now. The kohen malicha, the kohen takes it etzel mizbeach, towards the mizbeach, or megisha, and he touches it bekeren dromis ma'arvis, in the southwest corner, which is keneged chudah shel keren. Right next to the point of the right of the keren, right on the protrusion, yeah, the dial, and that is sufficient. Now, a masalik. Now, so now it's basically the coin has just touched the korban to the mizbeach. Now he's going to start doing the next procedure. Masalik es levoina. You remove the levoina, which is on top of the flour, letzad echod, to one side of the vessel, the koimitz, and then basically you create an access point so you can get to the flour without getting any lavona, yeah. And you do a kamitza. The koimitz mimakom shenisaraba shamno. You do a koimitz from the place where there's a large, it's the oily spot, yeah. The nois noi. Now this is the kamitza, right? So luckily l'toich kli shoreis. And you place the komet into a second kli shoreis, right? So you got a second kli shoreis, which just has a kamitza in, yeah. And we catch up a kli shoreis, and you sanctify in this kli shoreis. And malakit, then you gather together es levunta, the levunta which you just previously stuck to the side of the first vessel, and you gather it together. The noisno al gabov, and you put it in the second holy vessel on top of the kamitza. Yeah, ma'alehu, then you raise it up, they bring it up to the mizbeach, and machtiro, you burn it, b'kli shoreis, in a kli shoreis, and molchoi, and you salt this offering, because we generally salt korbanos, v'noisnoi, and you place it al gabi ha'ishim, up on the flames. Now, that was the procedure finished. Now, the question is, when can the kohen eat and how can he eat? Now, so korev kohenetz, once you've sacrificed the kohenetz, I mean you've burnt it upon the altar, sheireha, the remnants are ne'echolin, can be eaten by kohenim. Now, and it has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash over there. Yeah, v'rishayin, and they're permitted, hakohanim, litin l'soicha, you can mix now this this oily flour with yayin, a shemen, if you feel it wasn't enough oil, you can add more. Yeah, udvash, or if you want it to be a little sweetened, you can put dvash in it. Basically, whatever you want. V'ein asurin, the only limitation is elo milachometz. You can't make it into chometz. So I think, so you won't be able to add water, I suppose. Yeah, because these things on a right, these other things, liquids may not make chometz, but you wouldn't, or if you added water, you have to eat it quickly. But anyway, there's a prohibition to make mincha chometz. Now, end of brisa. So says the Gemara, ketani mihas, right? We learn nevertheless in the brisa. It said v'kalso shel chesef. It said in vessels of silver, v'kalso shel zav, and in vessels of gold, and we weren't in kli shoris, so. What's going on? It contradicts our Mishnah that it sounds like a general mincha is brought in a kli shoris. So Amar Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, Eima, I will change our Mishnah and read the Mishnah like the following. Bekelim ha-ru'uyim le kli shoris. Right, the brought in kelim that potentially could be a kli shoris if you would want. Meaning, if you would sanctify the kli and give it to the Mesa Mikdash, yeah, it could be a kli shoris.
But
he doesn't have to. No, it doesn't have to be a kli shoris. In fact, maybe he's not allowed to be a kli shoris.
Certain vessels that are not raw, it doesn't have to.
Right, it has to be something that you could potentially make into a kli shoris.
So
that's what we're going to say. Exactly, very good. Yeah. So michlal. So that's the point of the Gemara now. So it comes out from this that we're saying that, right? Michlal the kfifa mitzvahs. We can make an inference from this that. This wicker basket or arava basket, yeah, not arava, lulav basket, yeah, loy chazya is not fitting for a kli shoris. Now, so says the Gemara, who's this like? Kaman to loy k'Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda because the time you got a brisa kli shoris she'oson shel eitz. Now, a kli shoris if you made it from wood, okay? Rabbi poisil, Rabbi said it's no good, and Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda machshia. He says it is good. So you see, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda has no problem with making holy vessels out of wood. So this seems to be contradict our Mishnah, because we just said, read our Mishnah, that you've got to bring the general rule is you've got to bring from your house the mincha in a kli that is fitting for a kli shoris. And mincha sota, you bring it in a lulav basket, which is not fitting for a kli shoris. So that sounds not like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's wood. Yeah, you can always say that, but we always prefer to say the Mishnah's like everybody.
Oh.
Right, but it's true. And if we couldn't resolve it, we would say that. Very good. So afilu, that's what it means. Afilu tema. For sure you can say it's Rebbe. That's what it says, yeah. Afilu tema, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. You can even say it's Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, because I'll tell you a difference, yeah? Ema, I will say that I'm a Rebbe Yosef Yehuda b'chashubin. When the vessel is made out of wood, when it's mahogany, was made out of a high quality wood, high end, yeah, then you're allowed to make a kli shoris from it, yeah. But to make something like a lula basket, right, any kid can make that on the street, right. Me Omar, would he say such a thing? Doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold with this principle, the Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda, hakriveu no lefachosecho? Right, the novice talking about that if you take a lame animal, you're going to bring it, hakrivei means bring it as a korban to your, or as a present to your officer, and would that find favor in his eyes if it's a lame animal? Obviously not. So there's nothing wrong with wood, right, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, but this, even would he would agree with some kind of lulav basket, that would be no good.